For many in the U.S., the 4th of July is a day of barbecues and fireworks, a celebration of the country's independence. This year, we wanted to know what this day means to listeners who emigrated here and how that meaning might have changed since they first arrived. Here's what a few of them had to say.
My name is Cristal Acevedo, and I moved here from Nicaragua. I remember distinctly one 4th of July, where it was during a time of our country where there was a lot of turbulence and negative rhetoric in the media about immigrants. And I honestly was not feeling very proud to be an American at that point. And then I asked my mother-in-law, who herself, she immigrated from Colombia. I asked her, well, what do you think makes America great? And she said, I think it's the immigrants. And that response really impacted me because I started consciously realizing the many contributions that immigrants make and that we bring so much flavor and uniqueness and diversity to this country. And it just made me feel proud again to be not only an immigrant, but an American. Sometimes I just want to rest on 4th of July. I just want to have the barbecue and go to the beach and hang out with friends. But there's always something in the back of my mind that says, well, not everyone feels like this. And so I have to give myself grace to celebrate and to rest from advocacy and all of that, but not totally forget about it. It really is such a balance.
My name is Alresh Jayawardena. I've moved to Newburgh, New York on 4th of July, 1991 from Colombo, Sri Lanka. Initially, we celebrated our arrival here and we did the pageantry, the hot dogs, hamburgers. And even once I joined the military, it was so much more post 9/11. Of course, as the decades wore on and I spent more time overseas in the Middle East, it made me change my viewpoint. And now it's more of a day to remember how I got here. I don't know if I can really celebrate at the moment because over the last couple of years, the flag, it wasn't flown in like a friendly sort of way. It was almost like a threat. You know, you have to be a patriot waving the flag to be American. The 4th, I think it's a day of reckoning for a lot of people now.
My name is Amir Sharifi. I'm an Iranian American. My wife and I moved to this country about 13 years ago. My first 4th of July experience, we made a small trip to Chattanooga, Tennessee to visit some friends, and we celebrated 4th of July by watching fireworks on the banks of Tennessee River. And it was splendid and beautiful. At the time, my biggest dream was to become an American and celebrate 4th of July with my fellow Americans. And that became reality last year when I became a naturalized American citizen with my wife. And then a little bit after that, my daughter was born. So this year marks her first 4th of July, but this year our celebration won't be a typical one. I am heartbroken for families in Uvalde, Texas, who lost their children and loved ones. But most importantly, I am sad and disappointed in the recent rulings of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which took away the most basic rights and freedoms from half of the population, including my wife and my daughter. So this year, we won't be watching fireworks. We decided that we're going to take a long walk and contemplate. We are going to talk about what we gained, what we have, and what we've just recently lost.
My name is Nigel Gomba Komba. I immigrated from Zimbabwe in the year 2002. Over the years, the 4th of July holiday brings me to a space where I think about, hey, where are we going as far as liberty and freedom and independence? Has the original goal or the founders of the nation, are we living up to those ideals? Are people really free? The thing that consoles me is that when you look at the history of the United States, there's always been a struggle to get all these rights and equality. So looking at how people actually practice democracy and fight for their rights and everything, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's what makes the nation one of the greatest nations in the world. What I hope is that there will be some sort of reconciliation within society to eventually come and accept what historically has happened. I think that's probably part of the challenge, is like understanding and accepting the history so that people can celebrate.
That was Nigel Gombakomba, Amir Shaifi, Alresh Jewardina, and Christelle Acevedo, all immigrants to the U.S., reflecting on the July 4th holiday and what it means to them.